Thank you, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur. Maybe before I share the elements of proposals for recommendations for this intergovernmental working group, let me maybe make two preliminary remarks to help us in achieving agreement on the next steps. I think, first of all, I think it is important for us and for all to fully realize that what we would agree on, hopefully during this session, would also, if that's the agreement of the group, be the direction of work that could then be translated in a subsequent resolution of a Human Rights Council, and that what we would agree on is then just a matter of being translated in a resolution to set the direction of work as agreed in this intergovernmental working group. The second point is also a bit of a reflection on the way we've worked over the past years and the type of resources we have used in this intergovernmental working group to help our discussions. We have come with the recognition that the fact that the mandate of the working group on the use of mercenaries is in our view full of confusion between different concepts. The one on mercenaries with on one hand, which is different from private security and private military companies. We believe that the difficulty we have with this mandate and the fact that the working group on the use of mercenaries has been called as a resource in the intergovernmental working group has impacted at times negatively on the dynamics of the discussion in this intergovernmental process. We have recognized the work of the working group, and that's where we make a distinction between the mandate of the working group as set out in the resolution and the work of the working group. We have recognized that the working group on the use of mercenaries has provided useful information, for instance, in the mapping of national legislation when it comes to private security and private military companies. But we believe that the time has come, if we also manage to find agreement on an agreeable direction of work, which could be, in our view, the discussion document which you circulated, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur. The time has come also to reflect on the type of resources that we would like to see being used in the intergovernmental working group. And that's where we have a proposal which we have, I mean, given that the positive dynamic in this intergovernmental process is fresh and new, it's not something that we have discussed at length with our colleagues from the mission of Cuba, but we have flagged with the mission of Cuba the possibility maybe to replace the working group on the use of mercenaries by an independent expert on the regulation, monitoring and oversight of private military and security companies. And this, if that were to be agreeable, and again, this is very tentative and something that we still need to discuss with the main sponsor of the resolution, as well as see whether that's something that would be agreeable, that would allow us maybe to have a UN independent expert focusing on the issue of the regulation, monitoring and oversight of private military and security companies. And this UN expert could be called as a resource for the future work of the intergovernmental working group, along with other resources that we've called on for the past, such as ICOCA, the ICRC, DCAF, ISO, so that we have really solid expertise continuing to feed the intergovernmental working group. So that's the, you know, I started with that because that's maybe a way to understand where we come from with the proposal of recommendations that I'm happy to share now. And what I can do is maybe share that orally, and we're happy to share that in writing with the Secretariat, and I don't know whether it can be circulated or displayed if that were to be a possible starting point. So if you allow me, I would read the draft recommendations, if that's agreeable, or unless you would like to proceed differently.